What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
That's a hell of a statement. Track one.
Salute.
Crack.
Stretch.
Or get out. Crack.
We are here
for
niggas to pop you ass
for niggas.
And what?
Practice
and
for niggas.
For niggas.
And what? Shit is practice for niggas.
Like we in war, all my weed's indoor. Piss poor, but I eat shrimp tempura at an in-store. Tame play the guitar, I'ma spit 6 bars that make all like Kendrick Lamar sound like Chris Cross. I still live in North, by tomorrow we steal 6 cars. I sick pit bulls on Prince Charles to hit strip bars. I still want my dick sucked, I'm trying to find a white bitch.
Yo, Z, kick that hype shit on who you spent the night with.
I had a lot of women, friend, I fuck senior citizens. Chicks that live in Michigan say they slept with Eminem. Once I fucked Little Kim, Missy before Timberland. Serena, she was in the gym warming up for Wimbledon. I ain't have no kids with them, I fuck Rod Digger then. Ran up in the middle, then I gave her ass a little twin.
Interesting words, slurring, sucking deterrent. The urban legend, purple tape fan with Girl Scout cookies, the big grams. Exotic tropic, narcotic, the face checker. With a track record like Bass Nectar. Tame nickname, Rick James, I spit flames. With Mary Jane girls, cause shit strange, get change. 50% off like super sales. I'm strictly trying to cop those. Colossal stuff like Osco. Toxic profit, gutted, narcotic, psychotic, erotic, monologues, 10 colleges.
It's an evolution backwards when I'm battling a nigga. From man, I turn back to a gorilla. These rappers is practice for a nigga. Clock strike 12, you turn back to Cinderella. And then we trap you in the cellar. These new niggas never heard of solid dwellers. I ain't birth rap, maybe Tame, he did it. I just babysit it since the 80s with it. These young boys that ain't in their 30s rhyming. We purging from Irvington to Coney Island.
I'm making raps up, you playing catch up. Mustard ain't cut yet, fuck threats. This version is a virgin, I ain't fucked yet. I ain't get enough checks, I ain't in the best spot in hip hop. What am I PlayStation for, me and my Xbox? I get hit from a split and then I chest box. Wet like a forehead, wet with dreadlocks. I get rake and bake all in your face. Standing in grace, jamming on breaks with cannabis eights. I've ignited the Garden State with negative traits. Commemorative plates, world star clip punch in the face on tape. Edit first date, worst mistake, worth your wait. It's time for the percolate.
Do you like a song that ends in an explosion?
I do, yeah. And the one that begins in one. Any explosion, good for me.
What about pre-song, like mid-song, sorry?
It's good as long as it's not like a radio station putting it in there. I don't like that.
Yeah. Oh, well,
or like a foghorn. Like,
this is the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't be doing with that.
No.
Right. Okay. Short. So that's us starting off with Young Z and Tame One. You're both veterans of the hip-hop game. They've been around since the golden age, mate. Golden age, golden era. What's the correct term, Callum?
I'm going to say era.
Young Z, better known as a member of Outsiders.
Oh, of course.
They're mates with the Fugees and D12. Eminem gave him a shout-out.
Did he?
On like one of his Shady Records
latest things.
I'm not a big fan of Eminem, but he was like, there was a video of him just thanking Eminem.
Really?
Yeah.
thank you, Marshall Mathers.
Also, if you are interested, go on YouTube and there's a video of Young Z, like just his own like folk, like a Vine thing of him crying after 50 Cent acknowledged him in an Instagram. And he's there going, this is what music means, man.
Was he joking or was it a serious?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. And, Tame One.
Would you cry if 50 Cent meant big up Rob Morgan? Would you cry?
I'd Facebook it or something.
Yeah.
I'd go, mates of 50 now. Yeah, I'd think it was funny. I wouldn't cry, Callum.
No, I don't know.
It wouldn't be that good. It'd be like, that happened. I'd time op it. And go a few years later and go, oh, that was a nice little hop back in time. Anyway, Tame One is who's his partner on that. He was part of New Jersey and Joyzy outfit, the Artifacts.
Oh, yeah.
And one half of El De Sensei. And and the production on that, which is killer.
Yeah, it is.
Was great. By Kwale Chris. And
your man.
My man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That. It's got that super fuck feel to it.
Yeah.
And they're putting out an EP called Burnouts, And Young Z in that, one of my favourite lines. He does talk about how he had sex with Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
Missy before Timberland. Serena Williams, just before she went out on Wimbledon.
Could it be libelous, this?
Well, he said, but luckily no kids with them, so that unlibels him.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. No proving it, either way.
No proving it. Yeah, he's saying, no kids, so you can't...
My word against yours.
Exactly. You can't prove I didn't. You can't prove I did. I'm just telling you in this song. Oh, the song was called Practice.
Cool.
He also calls out Kendrick Lamar.
Does he?
He says he makes Kendrick Lamar sound like Chris Cross. Would you say he did in that track?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Maybe that on that I track of his.
I don't want to talk about that track.
No, let's forget that ever happened.
Well, I think it's going to be on that album.
I hope not.
It is.
Do you think it's going to be on the
album? Definitely.
I don't want it on the album.
People love that song.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and forget it's even existed, that track, and then remember.
And then does it? Do you go, ugh?
Yeah.
Does it ruin your day?
Oh, God. Not my day, my hour, maybe.
A whole hour yeah, ruined hour. The existence of I.
Yeah. Anyway, next up is a band called Broken Water. A song's called High Low. I don't know too much about Broken Water, but I love the singer's voice on this track, and the guitar sound great as well. They've got an album coming out called Rort, which is coming out on 24th of March on Night People Records, which I don't know much.
Oh, I've never heard of them, Callum.
I've never heard of them in my life. I'll check them out, though. Anyway, yeah, the track is called High Low. We'll be right back.
Tel Aviv, Israel's premier dream pop group. How do you pronounce it? Somebody's like done the how you pronounce it thing.
Okay.
Vadot Haragim.
Nice.
Vadot.
I think we've had them on before.
Yeah, I was going to say. Not heard from them for a while, kind of. They got an album out. Apparently this is their second full length. Sinking as a Stone on Burger Records.
No, it's on Burger. Nice.
Yeah, one thing I like about them, Callum.
Go on.
Is some of these dream pop groups, shoegazy, whatever you want to call them, bands.
Yeah.
We used to play them a lot. I think we might have overdone them.
Yeah.
One of the reasons...
There was a period when it was around a lot more.
Yeah. And now when I hear it, I feel a bit tired of it.
Yeah.
Like, but I do like them, and I do still like that sound if it is good. But sometimes the lyrics are so bad
yeah,
that I'm like, this is unlistenable.
Yeah.
Like, any sort of moody current or anything, you know, atmosphere you've tried to lend it is ruined by these rubbish, wispy vocals.
It can happen.
I don't know what the fuck they're singing about there. So.
Could be anything.
Could be anything. Could be like, you're a shooting star. They talk about shooting stars and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, shooting stars and waterfalls and reverb oceans of sand and you know
they will do that. Yeah, the shoegaze bands.
Yeah, you know they don't have much to say.
No,
that's what's.
I like it when you can't really make out what they're saying.
With My Bloody Valentine,
yeah,
you're of course the best of them. They'll never be beaten. You just, you know, there's some songs I don't even know what they're saying. It's just like...
Yeah. Same with Slow Dive as well. They're a bit like that.
Which one's the one with the bloke with the dreadlocks?
Swerve Driver?
That's Swerve Driver.
Yeah.
Not too keen on them.
No, I'm not too keen on them. They're all right.
What is it about that look?
It's a rare look.
Is it rare?
It's rare in shoegaze.
Go to Boomtown, mate.
Yeah.
And tell me it's rare.
Turn up at Boomtown with that kind of music, though, you'd be laughed off the festival site.
Exactly. They'll come up to you and go,
I can't skank to this.
They'll go, I'm in a band. And they'll go, what kind of band are you in? Are you in like a sort of Real Big Fish band?
Yeah.
You go, no. Okay. Crusty punk. No. Okay.
Electro swing, you're DJ?
Yeah. No, I'm actually in a shoegaze band.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
You're not having AMI 2CB, pal.
What's 2CB?
Some weird new drug.
Oh, that really?
People at Boomtown like.
It sounds like a license you'd need to work.
Yeah,
like a forklift truck. Yeah. Here, right, okay, just looking at your thing there. Have you got a 2CB?
Oh, nice, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, got a 2CB. Right, well, I don't need to ask anybody else. You got the job, mate.
Ready when you are, mate.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on from 2CB. This is my favourite of my songs of the week, I think.
Okay.
It's band called, I love this track. Dirty Fences. They've got something coming out, I believe on Slovenly, but on their Bandcamp it says it's coming out on Tim Records, T-Y-M. So, don't know who's it coming
different
out
places,
on.
Different places, different record labels.
Exactly, yeah. Doesn't matter anyway.
They're playing in the United Kingdom.
Are they?
At the end of April. They're playing Shackle Alarms, his band always play.
That'd be great.
Yeah, they're a good... rock and roll band, even though rock and roll's dead, we apparently.
Yeah, oh, it's over.
But they're also a good punk.
Yeah.
They're a good band.
Stuff like Kiss and stuff like that.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about this is it's RIP, not RIP, that they say.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is, yeah, the track is called High School RIP. I thought it was called High School Rest in Peace.
Yeah,
I like
both. They pronounce it RIP.
Maybe it means like a diss, like a high school diss, high school RIP.
Yeah, I'm going to start saying RIP instead of RIP.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that my new thing.
Feel free to.
I will do that. And you know when I do that, I commit.
Yeah, you do. Almost too much. Anyway, this track is called High School RIP by Dirty Fences. We'll be right back.
So I've got that Kim Gordon book to read.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whether I will or not, I don't know, but it's there.
Is it a tell-all?
Yeah, I mean, she's digging the dirt on First and Moore.
Yeah.
First and Moore as a human bores me anyway.
Yeah, well, they're all a bit boring.
We've read the Sonic Youth chapter in Our Band Could Be Your Life, and it is Snoo City,
yeah,
baby.
In another book I read as well, someone was saying, like a bloke who ran a label was saying, God, they bored me.
Well, it's Sonic
he said they wanted to go out and see foreign films all the time, and he wanted to get pissed.
That's a fair thing to do.
Yeah.
But Sonic Youth are a great band, and I have been listening to them lately, especially Daydream Nation.
Cracking
up. That song kind of reminds me of something that would be,
yeah, definitely,
in Daydream Nation.
Amazing.
The noise
album.
And the grunge. And I always end up picking anything that I've been listening to lots of that week. And this is a song called Angel Fish by Advaita. They're from, can you guess where they're from, mate?
No. Seattle?
Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
They seem like a very Brooklyn band. Maybe I've just seen what they look like and thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Brooklyn.
Their debut album is out in April on Firetalk Records, which is an ace record label.
They are good.
Check them out. They put out good stuff by Woodsman, Under, Campfire, and a good little EP by Curtin, like way, way back.
Oh, I remember that Curtin thing. That was really good.
That was a sweet little EP.
They've changed quite a lot, Curtin. They sound very different now.
Yeah, off the record. Not being a big fan.
No, I haven't.
Of the latest stuff. Sorry, Curtin.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
You know what we're like.
Next up for me, a little bit of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
This is produced by your boy, Suff Daddy.
Oh, from Germany.
From Germany, yeah. Berliner. And it's a remix of one of his tracks by Gucci, who works, I think he's a manager or manages Jakarta Records, who are a really good hip-hop label.
Oh, that is a great
put out loads
label.
Of like stuff like Taku and loads of good beat tapes.
You know
stuff.
Taku was doing something with?
With Suff Daddy?
No, Taku.
Who?
I saw this week. We called him out months ago.
Yeah.
And now, like, for some reason, I always see him. Weird kid. Jaden Smith.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, he's odd.
Yeah.
What, they're working together?
They did a song.
Weird, is it good?
No, it's not very good.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but like Noisy will tell you it was good.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's like, oh, it's...
Because it's got a name on it.
Yeah, because it's not supposed to. It's yeah. Like not bad, but it's not good. It's kind of, oh, kind of surprising that he'd make something like that.
Well, it's like when they had that Willow Smith one as well, that Whip My Hair.
Oh, yeah.
A song that could have been written for any number of pop stars.
Yeah.
And so it was actually quite weird.
And now she does like kind of odd songs that make me feel a little, is a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Especially the age.
I don't think I've really heard any of other songs.
I don't want to hear music from kids.
No, I don't. I think it's weird.
I do.
But this is a cracking track. I can imagine listening to this driving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is...
I wish I could drive.
What
I
would
can't.
You be driving, Callum?
A sort of, like a Range Rover. Like a big, you know, a big car. Pumping it out.
Not like a green Range Rover.
No, not a green one, mate. Black.
Yeah.
Big alloys on it.
I thought you were talking like about like a school run.
No, no.
School run,
yeah,
car.
Yeah, parking on double yellows in Kensington.
Yeah. Getting out in your chinos and yeah. Barber jacket.
Yeah, and Hunter Wellies.
In London.
Yeah.
In London.
Hey, I've got a barber jacket here, mate.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
They're a fashion.
They are, yeah. Anyway, yeah, this is Suff Gucci.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Wish I might be. Wish I might be. Wish I might be. Wish I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Wish I might be. Wish I might be. Wish I might be. Wish I might be. Yeah. Wish that I'm a swan, man, that's where I come from. Pass that bubble twice and put this pain on your tongue. Now everything was gravy till your bitch came in. About the same time that that thing kicked in. Now she ain't really pretty, but she got a nice body. I'm geeked up, thinking this buffet about it. At your name,
little trainer, cause you look like Janet Jackson. I'm a three double stack set, I'm looking for that action. Gucci, man, you stupid, man, I love the way you flowing. Riding in my drop, but I don't know where I'm going. On 285, I keep riding in a circle. The inside of my eyes smelling like a pound of purple. Gucci, showtime, give me 5 more minutes. I'm a cold orange juice, cause I'm really, really trimming. Went to the script club and requested I'm the man. The last thing you know, I was throwing rubber bands.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Yeah, I'm telling me she never sucked a b. Never took a pill, I never ate a b. You a lie, but I ain't gon' get upset right now. But I wish I had a lie to take a test right now. You say you married with a b. You might be, but I bet your husband ain't icing like me. Should stand on BC in my ass shit black tee. With them man Nikes and them Jordan jeans. On paper, but I still keep that Thrax on me. I'm the s*** in East Atlanta, baby, ask about me. Pop one, pop two, two halves, that's three. Ain't no Waffle House, baby, real I can't eat. Gucci hood like your hood, man, he's so street. Wearing doses in the club, cause you know the boy geek. Drop the top on that thing, let you see my seats. We been rolling, 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 we ain't slept in weeks.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Rich I might be, rich I might be. Rich I might be, rich I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Yeah. Rich I might look flammable. Get your mind right. Order crisp by the 12 like a kiss of Bud Light. Sell crisp by the bell so you know my shit tight. 7:30 in the morning on an all-night flight. I'm one like Fable, hood like shouted. So tell me where to go, like my name he folded. A rich rock star, I'm gon' party. Got a party pack of pills, that's at least about 40. I pour them in your hand like a bag of jelly beans. Take two of these pills, call me in the morning. Hit a 1,000 pills, man, I'm so real. $3 for a pill, that's a damn good deal.
Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be.
Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up. Girl, he geeked up.
Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Rich I might be. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Gucci Mane? Why you sweat so hard? Is you rolling or something?
Shit, well, baby, I might be with you. What is you doing? You trying to play? You too chewy over here, right? Look, I ain't care around, baby. Nah, man, I'm not a piece of bubblegum. What I'm doing is not your business. But matter of fact, why you over here? Is you a waitress or something? Cause the shit you gotta make you like a waitress. So do what you do, right? I'm gonna give you this $100. Go get you whatever you drinking. Bring me my clip about 10 in the morning juices. 5 quarter juices. And we'll be straight. How about that? And is you straight? Is you single or is you married? Cause I might be. I might be. I might be. I might be. Yeah.
Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. That can make a nigga act up right there. Well, go and get your rocks off, boo.
Nah, I don't really do all that, but it's more for you.
Come on. I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You're fucking with an old soul twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? I
ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit, but all my chicks cook grits. I roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't live long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no sin. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord. My mama said don't trust these hoes, boy, be about your loot.
True story.
Now my mama told me that, why the fuck would I listen to you? Yes, Lord. You never go broke chasing riches, but you might go broke chasing every little stank ass hoe with a tongue piercing. Now, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it, nigga. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it.
Yes, Lord.
Callum has to apologize big time.
Yeah. On that Suff Daddy track, that's Gucci Mane doing the rapping, who is a management client of Jakarta. I misread the article. I don't know much about Gucci Mane. I don't listen to him very much, if ever.
Is Gucci Mane on Jakarta?
I think he's managed by Jakarta.
Really?
Yeah, it said Jakarta management. I might be getting this wrong again. I'm going to stop putting my foot in it, and we can all just move on. It was Gucci Mane. Thank you.
I think that might be the first time I've heard Gucci Mane rap. All I know about Gucci Mane is he's got an ice cream tattooed on his face.
Yeah. Which is all you need to know.
Yeah.
But his rapping was good on that track.
He'd be like, Gucci Mane, who's he?
Oh, he's got an
you
ice
know,
cream.
He's a guy with... I don't want to say it, but... The guy with the ice cream.
Massive
on
ice
his,
cream
on his
face.
Oh. Gucci Mane.
Oh, that Gucci.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures. Never listened to his music though. It's good though.
It was good.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised actually. I'd sort of written him off, maybe unfairly.
Well, yeah, you know, something to ride in your.
We've all learned something today.
Range Rover, top of the range Range Rover.
Yeah, it would be
fully spec'd.
I think they're called a Range Rover Sport. Forgive me if I'm wrong again. This is not my area of expertise. I can't drive.
No, we don't know anything about cars, mate. No. The most boring cars are dull as shit.
Yeah.
That song that I just chose was by NX Worries. And the groove on that was produced by Knowledge.
Right.
By way of Girls Got Heroin's Bottle and written by Anderson .Paak. And that is magnifique.
Oh, it's lovely.
And together they make No Worries, because in Knowledge World,
yeah,
O's are X's.
Oh, O's are X's. Yeah, what so, a wonderful world.
Wonderful world, eh? And so we played you stuff by Knowledge before. You put out all those Hexual Ceilings beat series.
Yeah,
also produced for. People, but I'm not sure whether we played Anderson .Paak before. Park.
I think we might have done.
He put a record out last year, a sort of new soul funk record called Venice.
It rings a bell. We might have done.
And I don't know how I was going to take this, but he sounds a little bit like Nelly.
Yeah.
Working with good producers.
Yeah.
And a little bit.
I'm a big fan of Nelly, mate. You know that.
Like, Feral Clips.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think of that comparison?
I agree.
They're putting out, like, something on Stone's Throw. So that's great, good news for all.
Yeah.
And I think all of my facts there were correct.
Well, I hope so, because we can't have any more balls dropped.
Exactly. We've had our one.
Yeah. We've only allowed one a podcast. And if we have any more, we just scrap it.
Yeah. No, we never knowingly make mistakes.
Yeah. Not on my watch. Or your
Not watch. On my watch. We knew we made a mistake.
Yeah,
though.
We've admitted it. We're sorry. Anyway.
Let's move on.
Yeah. This is a band called Lids.
Oh, yeah.
All in capitals.
About time somebody really sort of capitalised Lids.
Lids. Put a fucking lid on it.
Is it an acronym?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just Lids. Yeah, they're from Toronto. Yeah. They are a super group.
Okay.
Made up of members of Mets, with a Z.
Oh, I like
they're
Mets.
They're good. Holy Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And the Constantines.
Don't know them.
Less. I don't know anything about them, really. But I know Holy Fuck, and I know Mets, and I really like them.
Sorry, anyway, Constantines.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Yeah, maybe not so super after all. But they have all formed to practice and get together, and apparently it's the same concept for the Avengers. I don't know anything about the Avengers, but it says in the back rooms of basement bars.
The Avengers are...
Do they meet in the back rooms?
Avengers are like...
They're like a super group of
superheroes. Yeah, they're a
super
group of superhero.
Do they meet?
They meet and they jam.
Right, okay. What do they do when they meet? Just sort of soul stuff?
They meet and they jam. Hulk on drums. Iron Man on keyboards.
Is this real or is this a joke?
No.
They actually play in a band.
Tiger Man on the bass.
Who's Tiger Man?
The Mighty Giraffe Kid.
Tiger Man is obviously
the
Constantine. The
lead guitarist.
Mm.
The Avengers, mate.
Cool.
Look it up. They exist.
I've seen a film. I've seen a film trailer.
It's a film about it. Their songs aren't very
good.
Lots
of people sort of throwing stuff into buildings and...
Yeah, they play a few songs, have a fight in the city.
Yeah, sounds good.
Like every single superhero film from now until forever.
Yeah.
Fucking love
that
shit.
They'll never run out.
No. Good idea. It's a good idea forever, Callum.
And they will win. They'll beat the villains. Anyway, they've got a... this is the single, which is coming out on March 19th via Telephone Explosion.
Okay.
Do you know much about Telephone Explosion?
No.
I'm going to go and try and find out more.
Yeah, we will. And then we'll get back to you. I'm not going to lie, because then that's another, you know, thing I'm going to have to apologise for.
The track, by the way, is called SARS Fest.
Ah. I don't want to go to a festival of SARS.
No, I don't. It sounds like hell.
Yeah. kisses. Ooh, whisper quick and light. Touch so soft, send shivers up and down my spine. You want me?
To IDHB podcast with smooth sounds.
Yeah, that was smooth.
It was smooth.
I loved it.
Brussels pâté. You a fan? Of course you're not.
I don't like pâté, mate. Textures.
Cool. You don't like textures, do you?
I'm funny about textures.
You don't like complicated textures.
No. Complicated's fine.
There are some.
I don't want a meat that you can spread on a bit of toast. Not for me.
It's not me. It's like awful.
What? Yeah, whatever. Awful.
Organs.
Ugh. That's meat, isn't it?
Organs kind of blitz together.
Great. Well, you enjoy it.
I do, actually. I like it.
I'll have a lovely KFC.
he hasn't stopped talking about his KFC, honestly. Just get a fucking KFC.
Oh, I plan to, mate.
So anyway, like, I don't know whether it's that last D'Angelo album, and I think I'm still sort of regretting not going to see him live.
Did he take his top off? Did he take his top off at the gig?
Callum's asking whether D'Angelo took his top off. It at least wore a vest.
Yeah.
There was a time when I don't think he wore clothes, like top up.
Yeah.
He's like the sort of Iggy Pop of R&B.
Why bother?
Exactly. He probably lives in hot climes.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's that or like something left over from Valentine's Day. But I'm a bastard for slow jams at the moment.
They're nice.
You remember a couple of weeks back?
Yeah.
I played something that was bare sexy.
Oh, yeah. It was quite graphic.
It was, actually. Did you wank over that while we were doing the podcast? At IHHB Podcast. And we will oust you. Dirty. Actually, I don't actually. Would that be a good thing? I don't know.
I don't know if I want to know about it.
Interesting to know.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe some. Interesting. Just something that interests me. People have their kinks. Maybe it's our voices. I don't know.
That would be weird.
At ITHB podcast. Really want to hear from you, you pervert. So that's some Los Angeles new soul from a group called Idesha. And they do that sort of new soul and R&B. Like, I wish that Jessie Ware was.
Yeah. Jessie Ware was quite promising for that one track, and then...
Yeah, she'll do, like, a track that's, like, really good.
Yeah.
And then they put on this, like, you got to be a bit more Radio One-able. Yeah. Can you... Do you mind over-singing a little bit?
Yeah.
And then we'll do a big key change thing or whatever, and rather than being nice and subtle and sultry, which I think she could do. Anyway, this is something from their upcoming album, or it's out, I think, called Golden Dreams, and that's a track called April Love.
That was nice. Next up from me is a track by John Wesley Coleman III, who we've had on before, and I think he had an album out or a single out on Burger Records.
Is that his real name?
I think so, mate.
The thing is, though, if he's an American third, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like cowboy shit.
Yeah.
It's not like John Wesley... What's his name?
Coleman.
John Wesley Coleman III.
Heir to Coleman's mustard.
Yeah. Heir to the mustard dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, that's shit.
Yeah.
Again, even Americans have always done that sort of number third name.
Oh, yeah. There. He'd just be called Junior.
Yeah. What do you think of having a Junior? A Callum Eckersley Jr.
I don't get it. I wouldn't call my kid my name.
No?
I don't need to.
Something to think about.
It's not that's not that good a name. They can have a different name.
Are you a junior at ITHB podcast? Love to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm very interested.
Again, actually, if you're the same guy who does the masturbation thing, that's an interesting study.
Yeah. Is there any correlation? Anyway, he's got two new 7-inches out on Windian Records. And this is a track from one of them. It's called I Found a Home. And I think it's about sort of finding a relationship, being very happy in that relationship.
Oh, so not a literal home. No, although we could have moved in.
I found a home with this lady, I think.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And his voice sounds very similar to the guy from The Men, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just a cracking song. It's called I Found a Home.
Sandwiches, it kept me out of the rain.
That's Peach Kelly Pop with a track called Princess Castle, 1987. It's about 88 seconds.
It's great.
And Peach Kelly Pop are one of those groups that for some reason I've never got into before. Like, they're on Burger.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that maybe I heard something and didn't grab me, but I thought maybe they might have been a bit too sweet, and there's no denying that, on this song at least. But I think they've got the right amount of sweet.
Yeah.
And I did like sort of a bit of research on them, and somebody wrote this, and it got me thinking that maybe I should definitely go further. So Peach Kelly Pop leader and Ali Hanlon, yeah, they're a band, but you know, someone who writes the songs, is known for her catchy and tongue-in-cheek songs inspired by video games.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah, you like the FIFAs.
I like the FIFAs, and I like the Metal Gear Solid and the
Grand Theft Auto.
The Grand Theft Auto's, Callum. So we've got that in common. Chinese food. I love Chinese food, Callum.
I do. I wish I could get a better Chinese takeaway sometimes, though. It's hard to find a good one, mate.
You're striving for the perfect Chinese. Yeah. One day we'll find it. And conspiracy theorists. So,
oh, that's well up your alley, that.
Yeah, I'm massive into conspiracy theories. I don't believe them. I just like them making them up, and I also like the people who do it. I think they're great.
I worry that you could fall a bit too far into it.
Oh, I really want to see David Icke live at a gig.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
You should go. But then you might come out and be like, yeah, it is reptiles, wasn't it?
And I go, yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically it's all reptiles.
Yeah. So I like all those things, but that song is sweet, like Chinese food, you know, like a Kung Pao.
Yeah.
There's a bit of spice to it.
A bit of sweetness.
A lot of people have been saying fizzy. There's a bit of fizziness in that song, a bit of fizzy pop. Can you see that?
I don't know what that means.
Callum, nobody knows what anybody's writing in music anymore.
Yeah. Fizziness.
Yeah.
Like a
poppy.
Like a Haribo sour mix?
Like, no, physical popular.
Right.
Juice.
Oh, okay.
Fizzy pop juice.
Like a soda.
Like a physical, yeah, like a physical pop drink.
I don't see that.
A song's inspired by Super Mario.
Cool.
There's a xylophone in that that has that sort of twinkling Nintendo-ness about it.
Yeah.
And then the bass lines that have a kind of Bowser-y doom.
Yeah.
About Bowser's
doom. Bowser's doom.
Yeah, Bowser's doom. Speaking of Burger Records, our next podcast, which will be out on the Saturday, Saturday, March the 7th, is part of the Burger Revolution.
Yeah.
You can all join in with the Burger Revolution. Basically, one of the best record labels in the world.
Yeah.
Are putting on gigs.
Worldwide.
Radio shows. What else? Parties. DJ gigs.
Yeah.
And anybody in the world can get along. And Burger are just like sort of putting it up on a Facebook thing, and everybody can get involved.
We thought, why not?
So next week is going to be all Burger Records. Don't like Burger Records,
give this one a miss. Yeah,
give the whole fucking podcast series a miss. Well, yeah, mate.
I don't know what you're doing listening to this podcast, to be honest.
Yeah, and there's also a few. So if you can see a Burger Records affiliated gig in your area, go.
Yeah, there's some good ones happening in London. There's one happening at the Lock Tavern with the MVPs.
Froth.
It's Luke and Ray's and
that
kind of stuff.
That'd be great. We played them before.
Yeah, that'd be great. There's loads of other gigs on. Have a look at the Facebook event. Shit loads of stuff.
Yeah, it's not just podcasts and stuff. Quality podcasts.
No.
Anyway, we better wrap this up.
Yeah, this is a lovely song by Joan Shelley.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Who is a Kentucky singer. I'm going about to go and have a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You got Kentucky.
I got Kentucky on the brain today. It's a song called First of August. It's got that guitar that reminds me of our boy Adam Granduciel.
Okay, he's a good man.
Yeah, and a bit like Ryan Adams as well. All the Adams.
It's got a bit of a country folk thing going.
And she's got a really beautiful voice. It's from an album which is coming out on No Quarter Records.
Okay.
Do you know anything about No Quarter?
They put out some good records. Who did they put out that I liked? Endless Boogie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this is like, it's really lovely produced. It's a great song. Joan Shelley, 1st of August.
See you next week for a Burger Revolution.
Yeah, bye-bye.